Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the road. We're at MCS Home Center, Highway 98 West here in Bellevue. Beautiful new facility. You've been here to talk about it. Glad to be here to kick off their Memorial Day sale and their grand opening, re-grand opening. And we are joined by 8 members of the Southern Miss baseball team. So, if you're like these two young men that are standing in front of the table right now and you want some autographs, he brought baseballs, you want autographs and pictures, we've got 8 outstanding members of this baseball team out here right now, and they're going to be out here for a couple hours to do just that. All right, all sorts of breaking news. The regional announced last night at 7:30, and then the field announced for the Hattiesburg Regional this morning. Number 2 seed will be Alabama, number 3 Miami, number 4 Columbia. Let's go straight to head baseball coach Christian Ostrander, who has graciously agreed to give up some of his normal time for some of your guys out here, Coach. They're community heroes. I mean, they showed up, and the fans are out here wanting to be with them this morning. I know you like that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, these boys make me proud all the time, for sure, and glad they're out there and, you know, integrating with the community, for sure.
All right, Coach, I want to talk to you about the regional, and again, our time is a little compressed, but let's just get your thoughts about the tournament. You made such a great point to me off air. 9 runs is all you give up in 4 games, and 5 of those came in 1 inning. So an unfortunate inning in the championship game, but overall just a stellar performance by your kids in Montgomery.
No doubt. If you look at it and you play – 36 innings, 35 innings, and one of them you'd like to have back, then you got to, you know, feel pretty good about that. It's unfortunate that, you know, we couldn't quite recover from that and the timing, and some of it was out of our control, and some of it we could have controlled, but just absolutely proud of the way these young men compete, have been competing. They've known several weeks ago that to get to where we want to and do what we want to do, that they got to get job done, and they've done it. I mean, they have. They've done it and did exactly what we needed to do to be able to host.
They win 44 games, lose only 14 as we get through the tournament. Man, what another great, great run. Finished the season 12th ranked nationally and number 19 RPI heading into the regional. Andrew?
Yeah. Okay, you can hear me now. Okay. Oz, I mean, outside of that one game, I mean – talking to the guys yesterday, seems like nobody's really going to dwell on it. You still have to feel good about the baseball you're playing. But, you know, considering you guys are coming off a loss, do you tweak anything? How do you guys kind of go about handling this week?
I do it the same way we've been doing it since we started, to be honest with you. No, there's no tweaking. There's no whatever. We're going to keep encouraging, keep sharing the words that we do daily, and, you know, just keep them focused and get ready for the next game.
I think, and I guess I'll be the Debbie Downer and be the critic. You know, in the past, and when I say in the past, I mean, I would say the bulk of the season until maybe the last 6 or 7 games. Any chance you guys are more typically open and I mean, relaxed, but you guys aren't scared to move your lineup around? You kind of foresee you might tweak it as you face a variety of different teams this go around?
Not right now. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you.
And then just to bounce off that, how do you feel about your starting pitching heading into this? I mean, I know it's early. You're still looking at matchups, but you have to feel good about the 3 guys you can run out.
Sure. Yeah, they've done a great job, especially down the stretch. So we're going to look at it. I mean, we haven't had time to look at lineups and strengths, weaknesses of everybody yet. Got a little familiarity with Alabama, but the others we don't. And certainly only really worrying about Columbia right now. So, you know, we'll look at all that, and I'll make a decision, you know, on what how we're going to attack it, whether it's in regard to lineup or pitching or whatnot.
The last time you guys played the Ivy League champs, which was Penn back in 23,
they were pretty
tough. That was a tough team.
Real good team, extremely talented team. So I'm sure Columbia is just as talented. So again, we're going to dig and try to attain as much information as we can, and you know, to help us make our decisions moving forward.
Coach, how big a day was it yesterday for the Sun Belt Conference when it was announced that two Sun Belt teams are not in the regionals but hosting regionals?
That's great for our league. You know, that's really cool. It's hard to do. We're the only two out of 16 that are quote unquote not a Power Four. So both two mid majors, if they want to call us that, but our programs aren't mid majors. To get that's very special, and we wish, you know, Coach told nothing but the best, and I hope they run through it all.
And a little surprising, and I think disappointing, that Troy was left out, Coach.
Well, it's, you know, there's a lot of bubbles that got bursted, or whatever you want to call it, you know, here in these conference tournaments. And, you know, I think they said there's only eight at-large bids left for non-Power Fours. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, it's just tough to do. And, you know, you got to leave no doubt to the committee that you deserve to be in there. And I thought they deserved to be in there, but I guess, you know, the committee did not.
I kind of felt like Coastal should have got the 8 seed if I'm going to critique them. I thought they were more deserving than Oregon State. But, I mean, not to throw Oregon State under the bus, but do you kind of feel the same way about Coastal? Maybe they should have got the right to host a Super?
I do. I think what they've done this year, 48 wins. They won the league outright, won the tournament. They put together a tough schedule, and they succeeded with it. I mean, what else can you do? And, you know, so, but, again, it's when it's not in your hands, all you can do is go out there and try to put together the best resume and win as many games as you can, and then, you know, you can't control the other things.
We talked a lot and talked with you a lot throughout the year about how tough of a schedule that you put together, and you challenged your team to play, but in the end, I mean, it worked perfectly with a 19 RPI. You finished the year inside the top 20 with an RPI, and you get your regional tournament here. How much of that do you attribute, obviously, to the way your team performed is the reason you're here, but to the toughness of the schedule that you put together, Coach Oz?
Well, I think it does. I think you have to. I think, like I said, I've said it many times, Coach Barry kind of found that model, you know, about 5 years ago, in my opinion, that when we started scheduling a little differently and it worked, it's hard. It's very hard. And you're going to get some cuts and bruises along the way, but it hopefully prepares you to, you know, once you get in conference, to make a run, you know, and if you put wins together with those schedules, then you got a chance to be where we're at. So I think the model's right, and, you know, and again, I credit Coach Barry on figuring that out years ago, and we're just trying to continue that. So very proud of the guys for, you know, like I said, passing the test, I guess is what you could say. And we think back to that TCU week, and I'll never forget that Sunday after that game, they won the series, and I remember telling them, guys, we could look down the road at this and see this was a huge series win on the road that could really affect your resume for postseason baseball. And it did.
And a huge gift for your rabid and loyal fan base to have that regional here. What do you think? What do you think that means to the community as a whole, and obviously to your kids, to be able to play in front of their home crowd one more time?
Oh, it's special. I know our players love playing in front of this community, this crowd, and I mean, there's not enough words to describe what it felt like, you know, to see how many people were in Montgomery yesterday. And I wanted it so bad for our players to dogpile, but I wanted it maybe even worse for our fans to get to see that. And we appreciate it so much. So just, I know they're going to keep coming, and I'm happy for the community. I'm happy for our fans that they get to, you know, have some more action going on with the, you know, regional baseball here at the Pete.
And then real quick, I know you're not peeking this far into the bracket, but you are paired with Vanderbilt, who might be one of the hotter teams in the country right now. Just your quick thoughts on that.
Well, if we don't, if we make that matchup, hopefully they cool down. So I think it's great. You know, it's a funny story. Me and Coach Scott Brown, the pitching coach there, went to the same high school. He was a little younger than me, but, you know, so that'd be fun, you know, to match up and get that opportunity. But we got work to do, and we're going to go and try to keep this group of players together as long as we can. That's going to be our motivation.
And you have Alabama, Miami, and Columbia here, and I know none of us really know much about Columbia, but two big name schools in here. So you got three really top level teams competing. Plus, I'm sure as a good Columbia team, this will be no picnic for anyone, will it, Coach?
No, sir. Not, and there's no such thing as it this time of year. Every game, you got to show up and play well and get after it. And I know our guys are capable, and we look forward to, you know, game one, and then worry about game two when that day comes.
All right, tell this novice myself if I'm accurate about this, but after watching your pitching from your first three starters, it looks like to me you got a good team for what could be a three-game tournament.
Feel good about it. Yeah, very capable, and we just, you know, we do our jobs. I think we got a great shot.
All right, Coach, I appreciate you giving up a little of your time for your players. We're going to start bringing these guys on the air, and thank you very much, as always. We look forward to talking to you again soon, Coach.
All right, thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Christian Ostrander, hang on. We're fixed to talk to Nick Monastir, Matthew Russo, Matt Adams, and Jake Cook on the Super Talk Eagle Hour from MCS Home Center. Come out, MCS Home Center. These guys are out here ready to meet you. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. MCS Home Center, that's where the Super Talk Eagle Hour is broadcasting this afternoon. We've got eight members of the Southern Miss baseball team. I think these guys are going to be out here for a little while, signing autographs, taking pictures. So we see these little boys running around all the time, geared out in Southern Miss stuff. Now's an opportunity to bring them out to MCS Home Center. Beautiful store, in addition to meeting some of the guys on the Southern Miss baseball team. We've got two of them here with us now, pitcher Matt Adams, center fielder Jake Cook. Congratulations, guys. Great weekend, great season, 44 wins in the season, and now you get to play again, Jake Cook, at Pete Taylor Park before the year ends.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Now, Matt, I think you're the guy that broke the news on the bus. I think I saw a video about that. But kind of describe how important this was for you guys to get the regional here.
Yeah, I mean, we have the best fans in college baseball, and I think we all kind of believe that. There's power in the Pete, and we're so glad to be back. And even at our senior day, I didn't think I'd pitch again here, but having the opportunity is awesome. So we're ready to go.
Yeah, you're one of the first guys I thought about because I knew that maybe in the back of your mind you thought, well, I've made my last appearance at Pete Taylor Park. But as a guy that this will, you know, be an opportunity for you to come back that maybe you didn't expect. What does it mean to you personally, Matt?
I mean, it means everything. I kind of had a feeling in the back of my mind after the end of the Louisiana series weekend that we might come back here. I didn't feel like our story was finished at the Pete. So I'm glad that came to fruition, and, I mean, it's a second home to me, and I can't wait to get on the mound again.
I was watching you the other afternoon as your teammates were warming up, you were kind of by yourself walking around, and I saw them over there. I saw you putting, you just explained to me, icy hot. It looked like you were preparing yourself, and then when you got on the mound, you looked totally and completely locked in. You must have really felt good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, late in the season, nobody really ever feels that good. It's kind of just part of being a pitcher and part of being an athlete. So, I mean, that stuff that I pull out on is just precautionary more than anything. Nothing's really wrong. A lot of the guys do it. But, yeah, I mean, I felt really good out there after the first inning, kind of settled in, and just went out there, and I knew trying to go as deep as I can. Playoff baseball, you kind of need to eat innings when you can, so I was glad I was able to end up throwing a complete game, which is huge.
How about that?
Yeah, huh? I mean, that was awesome, not for me, but for the team, knowing, saving arms, and so I was happy to be able to do that.
All right, Jake Cook is with us, and he told us something off there that Matt Adams and I just aren't buying, Jake. You told us that you were the fourth fastest guy on your high school team. We don't believe you.
Yeah, third or fourth. I don't know.
Come on, man, that can't be true.
No, I'm serious. Man.
That can't be true.
It is.
I don't believe that. This is the same guy who told me he's not superstitious, but goes out of his way to make sure he stays not being superstitious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, sounds like a superstition.
That's what I said. He looked at me, he thought about it, looked at me, and goes, no, it's not a superstition.
Jake, could you have ever imagined, I mean, I know you came in here and you're an athlete and a competitor, and you knew you could play, but your season's been phenomenal. I mean, looking back, I mean, are you to any degree surprised at how much success you've had?
I mean, to be honest, when I came in my freshman year, you know, I wasn't expecting to play my freshman year for sure, especially with Matthew Etzel in front of me. But I knew at some point, you know, I didn't come here to ride the bench for forever. So I definitely came in here and planned on playing at some point. And, you know, I knew once I got my opportunity, I was going to make the most of it. So,
but had I told you, especially freshman year, Jay Cook, that you would be the starting center, because at the time you probably thought you were going to be a pitcher before a starting center fielder, maybe, would you have bought that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My career has been really up and down here. I was talking to Danny the other day, and he said I've probably had the craziest college career he's ever seen. So, I mean, I don't know. I've got a lot of confidence and belief in myself, so if you had told me that I would have been the center fielder, I wouldn't have doubted you at all.
Matt, you've been around, like, have you seen somebody have a stranger path to starting?
I don't think so, but I think that's just because he's a freak athlete. 95 off the mound. I mean, he's obviously really fast, but only the fourth fastest at his high school, I don't think it's true either. But, no, I mean, I wasn't really surprised. I think his freshman year, inter-squads, I mean, the bat-to-ball skills were there. Like, you could tell there was something there, and he's pieced it all together now, and he's an awesome player for us, so.
All right, I heard this weekend that you change bats, and I noticed, so I'm looking, and I see you're using a yellow bat. You hit two home runs. You've hit three home runs in the last 2 weeks, and I'd heard you hadn't hit one since you were in middle school. Is that
right?
That's right,
yeah.
All right, did you change bats?
Yeah, it's a different bat. I mean, technically it's a different bat, but it's like the same model. It's just a different color scheme, so it's nothing crazy. It's not like I'm completely changing anything. But
you hit two power home runs too this week. I mean, these weren't balls that just got over the fence. These were no doubters. What's happened to you?
I mean, I've been hitting balls hard all year. They've just been, you know, like straight into the ground kind of. So just catching it out front a little bit more and getting it up in the air, I guess.
I will say, during the spring, you did hit several that went yard, and it took you, what, 3 months to finally make it happen again?
Yeah, I don't know.
Matt, I wanted to ask you, you know, we were talking about the video where you break the news to the team. How did you get to be the guy to read it off? Like, how did they tell you? How did that video transpire exactly?
Well, so in years past, they usually release it one by one, and that was intentionally our plan. Like, we had that in mind. And they kind of just picked me. I was kind of sitting there on my phone, just kind of nervous with everybody else. And they decided that they told me to go up to the front of the bus and grab the microphone and read it out. And I was kind of thrown for a loop when they just threw all 16 out there at once. So I had to kind of think on my feet there and come up with a good way to break it.
It's funny you say that, because people have been talking about that like since last night and this morning, because normally they put it out one at a time. And it's kind of painful to like watch too. And how did you guys feel about that? Do you like the one at a time? Do you prefer the suspense, or did you like it this way where, boom, here's the 16?
As a team that was on the host, or on the bubble host, bubble for the host, I think I liked it better that they just threw it out there. We're also kind of just going through the teams that we knew were hosting, like Auburn, like Arkansas, and kind of like figuring out their city names and kind of like where we would fit in there, kind of doing some math and stuff. But I guess where our position, I like the way they did it, but the suspense was kind of fun in years past, just watching each regional get ticked down one by one.
See, I'm grateful because in the past, I have to pull over on my way back from Montgomery and find hopefully the least sketchy gas station on the way, pull over, and I've had to sit there and wait in the car for like 15 minutes and then go through the process of putting out the story. And let me tell you, when that one little graphic came up, I was like, this is awesome. I gotta tell Jeremy McClain, like, they gotta keep this to be the way.
Yeah, it's definitely more practical, I feel like.
Yes.
But less suspenseful, so I guess there's pros and cons.
You guys have any thoughts one or another about the field, or could you care less who you play?
I don't really care, to be honest. I mean, we just got to go out there and play our brand of baseball regardless of the opponent. So.
And I guess the philosophy still is that you're playing the game of baseball and not an opponent. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that this point of year, postseason baseball, you're going to play, and you have to play really good teams to get to Omaha anyways. So you're going to, no matter what our draw is, you can talk about who we get in our regional, who we're paired up with in the Super. You're going to have to beat a really good team anyways.
Oh,
so
for sure.
Now, yeah. Matt, it doesn't really matter.
Didn't you pitch against Alabama in that midweek? Mm-hmm. How do you kind of feel about what, especially what you know about that lineup, probably more so than anybody else, but you know, what's kind of the feeling of seeing a team a second time in the postseason like that?
I think that it was long enough ago that it doesn't really matter. And they didn't really see I don't think they saw our best shot that day either. So I think we feel good about them coming to us and really just our region as a whole. And we would probably feel that way about anybody coming here. We're confident in ourselves. And kind of like you said, it doesn't matter who shows up. We're just ready to play baseball and win.
And the way it sets up, I would think Matt will be the pitcher of the winner between Alabama and Miami.
Yeah, like I'm assuming you guys haven't talked without pumping you for information too much, but I know Oz likes to stick to the rotation and, you know, maybe bring back the start, you know, the day one starter if needed, or do you think he flips it around, or do you guys even care at this point?
We haven't really talked about it yet. I know in years past we've all always kind of just done Friday guy throws the first game, that kind of deal, but I'm assuming that's what it is until I'm told otherwise. So,
do you... I guess, you know, maybe what's kind of your biggest advice for, I mean, the guys who haven't been in this position before? I think what you, Peyto, and Chandler might be the only ones that were here in 22.
I think Russo was here too.
Okay, yeah.
I think Cross might have redshirted that year too. But I think you're right. I think me, Peyto, and Chandler were the only people that were.
But you played in it.
Right. I think it's just to not make it bigger than it is. It's still a baseball game. Just because there's more hype around it, just because you're playing a better team, doesn't mean you have to do anything different. We won, 44 games this year for a reason. You don't have to do anything different than the first 58 games that we played. Just keep doing what we've been doing, and we'll be fine.
It's like the movie Hoosiers.
Yeah.
You know, when they measured the goal and the length, it's all the same.
It's all the same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jake, what are you most looking forward to, this being your first postseason and playing in your first postseason in Hattiesburg?
I don't know. I'm just excited to keep playing in front of our home crowd. I think it's going to be a lot easier of a transition going from regular season to postseason playing in our home ballpark. There's not like a huge jump to go into play in like some ballpark I've never been to before. It's going to be pretty easy, I think, to just treat it like a normal game.
How about your experience, guys? Well, we're out of time, unfortunately. Congratulations on a great season. Congratulations to you, Matt. You were magnificent out there this weekend. I'm sure your teammate here, Jake, agrees. And Jake, we're not buying the fact you were the fourth fastest guy on your high school baseball team. Are we, Matt?
I'm not buying it at all.
Okay, and I'm with Matt Adams. All right, Jake Cook, Matt Adams. When we come back, more from MCS Home Center here in Bellevue. Come on out here, Memorial Day sale, and a bunch of the great Southern Miss baseball players here. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I want to tell everybody about MCS Home Center. It's out here on 98 West in Bellevue, and it's got a Beautiful, beautiful facility, loaded with everything for your home, for your lawn, for your garden. Great local staff, friendly local people, and we hope everyone that listens to the Super Talk Eagle Hour will do business with MCS Home Center. Hey, man, we're happy to have Matthew Rosso and Nick Monastery now on the Eagle Hour. And Matthew, first of all, you've had a lot of fun this year, and there's been a lot of commentary about how much fun you do have. Tell our listeners how much fun you're having.
Oh, I mean, it's a blessing to be out there every single day. And I'm just trying not to take any of it for granted because I know it's going to fly by. And just enjoy every pitch. You know, that's what I try to do. So yep. Having guys like Nick around me, too, makes it a lot better.
Sun Belt Player of the Year, Nick Monastery. When you were driving back, you tell me, from the Boo Ferris Award when you won. But, man, what a compliment to you, huh?
Yeah, 100%. First of all, I couldn't have done it without all my teammates and coaches and stuff. No one player wins a game. You know, it takes all of us. If I'm struggling, I know they're going to pick me up. And when they're struggling, I'm going to pick them up. And it's a whole team effort. But, yeah, definitely blessed to win that. Definitely a lot of hard work that I feel like paid off.
I'd ask both you guys, and I'll let you both comment on it. But you said, with all due respect to Coastal, they were a good team. They pitch well, but not really a lot better than other teams you've faced all year. And short of one inning, one bad inning with three unearned runs, I mean, yeah, you were in position to win that one as well.
Yeah, I'd say their pitching staff was really impressive, and we handled ourselves well. I think we had 10 hits as a team. And we let one bad inning get to us, and it's tough whenever they put up five in that inning to come back, no matter who the team is. And then they had guys in the back end of the game that were tough to hit. So, I think the game, we had our chances to win, just didn't get the big hits whenever we needed to. I think we had bases loaded twice in that game. But, very talented team. They're going to hopefully they win their regional and go on. We'll hopefully see them in Omaha.
100%. Yeah, like Russo said, I think we competed well all game. You know, offensively, they have a really good pitching staff, probably the best one we face all year. And I think we hit really well against them. You know, we put up 10 hits, like Russo said, and had good at-bats. And we just were probably one hit away with bases loaded, winning that game, even with the big inning. And that's just baseball sometimes. You know, it just didn't roll our way. But, yeah, all due respect to them. They're a really good team, and hope they make it to Omaha for sure.
Now, I know you guys take it game by game, pitch by pitch. I get that. However, you're paired with Vanderbilt and that for a potential super. Just kind of your take on that.
Obviously, they're a really good team. I mean, they're ranked number one for a reason. We're looking forward to whatever comes our way. That's the plan, just win as many ball games as we can. I think we have the capability. I think our team's built to where we can win a regional. We can win a super regional. We can make it to Omaha and do damage there. I think we have the capabilities of doing that, and we have a really good staff. We got backing guys that have figured things out that have really helped us along the stretch. And you all have seen what our offense can do. We compete with everybody. So as long as we're playing our game, we'll have a shot against no matter who we play. And it just so happens we're facing the play. The number one team, and that's whatever.
Yep.
Who do you think the ESPN broadcast will enjoy more, the Vandy Whistler or the throw it in the dirt guy?
Hopefully the throw it in the dirt guy.
Yeah.
But the Vandy Whistler, that's a lot from what I've been around.
He's awful.
Yeah.
There was a Troy Whistler this week.
No, there's an App State Whistler in the past who was.
Yes, yeah.
I think worse annoying than the Vandy Whistler, honestly.
Hopefully the crowd noise in the game drowns out, won't be able to hear it, but.
Could you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it. When? At Troy?
When you've played App State.
I didn't hear a Whistler, no.
Okay.
This would have been 2 years ago in the last Sun Belt tournament.
That'd be good.
I don't remember hearing him.
I do.
You do?
Oh, I was about to say. It was painful.
Yeah, I do. He was on the first baseline.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
I do.
Let me give a shout out to Momo, who made it a point to talk to him the entire game.
Yes,
so he was
that.
Top whistling.
I remember that.
How much of the crowd noise can you guys hear? I mean, how much of it do you just black out? And how much specific things do you hear from the bleachers?
Oh, I mean, I feel like I hear everything unless it's like a big, like obviously if you get a big hit or something, I feel like I black out and don't really hear the crowd noise in the moment. But like, if somebody were to make a big pitch or get a big strikeout or somebody makes a big play, I mean, 100% you hear it and it's freaking awesome. Especially in Montgomery, it was packed.
Yeah, I would say you in the field, it's a whole different story. You're trying to have the crowd get into it, get your pitcher motivated and stuff like that. And then as I'm walking up to the plate, sometimes the crowd gets a little bit loud. Those are the times I mostly hear it, but I know they're always, like, behind me whenever I'm walking up there. So you just try to, like, knock it out. Try not to do too much.
Do you have, like, I don't know if either of you guys have seen For the Love of the Game, that baseball movie, Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a clear the mechanism moment or anything like that?
Whenever I feel like my heart's racing a little bit, like, oh, I'm a little bit antsy, I just close my eyes and take a deep breath before getting into the box. That's mainly it. Yeah, just pretty simple.
Yeah, me too. Just breathe, really. Nothing crazy.
That doesn't happen to you much, does it?
It's happened to me a few times this year, I'm not going to lie to you. But they've all been pretty big moments.
And what's that feeling?
It's just like you feel your heart through your chest. And you're just trying, like, to relax your body, because whenever I'm getting a little bit anxious about the at-bat, I try to do too much. Nothing good comes out of it. Mm-hmm. So I just try to stay as calm as I can.
Have you ever experienced that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I feel like every game there's moments like that, no matter what, even if it's in the fifth or, I mean, every big moment I feel like as competitors you kind of feel it every single time because you want it so bad. But like Bull said, it's really important to really breathe and focus on just doing your job and being who you are and not mm-hmm. trying to do too much with it.
And to be fair, these are the two guys who have hit walk-off home runs, yeah, and multiple clutch hits this right. year. So, I mean, these are experts, yeah. I think it's
They're
safe
pretty
to
good.
Say.
Where did the name Bull come from?
My freshman year, I was standing right outside the dugout, and all of a sudden, I just heard Bull, Bull. And I was just, like, standing there, I've never been called Bull before. I turn around and Coach Barry's like, that's your new nickname. That's what I'm calling you. So he did like the same thing with Carson Peda, with Tuna. Mm-hmm. Kind of just comes up with him. And, yeah, it stuck.
How'd you escape a nickname, Nick?
I'm not sure. Actually, Barry started calling me Nicky, I guess. And then that kind of stuck. And Oz calls me that now. And Nicky's pretty simple. I like it.
Yeah. I don't need to tell you guys how insanely rabid your fan base will be this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. It's going to be awesome.
We're ready for it.
How much does that actually help you guys?
I don't really know how much you could put it into words. But, like, what I've been telling people, like, some of the guys, the younger guys asked me, like, when we were debating on if we were hosting or not, I was like, I'd compare it to if 2022, if we, instead of us hosting LSU, if we went to their place, we're not winning that regional. It's just part of it. The home field advantage. Y'all see how well we play at the Pete. We play really well at the Pete. The crowd, just the energy. You just want to play for each other in those moments, like at your own home field. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable.
You know, and to be fair, probably the most memorable thing, like they got to LSU's pitchers. I mean, none of their relievers could, like, shake it off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nick, you've been around here a while. Are you surprised that when freshmen come onto the program, aren't they a little shocked the first couple of times they play at Pete Taylor Park?
Yeah, I think this year the freshmen did a really good job of it, kind of handling it, like Sonny and Graydon and all of them. I mean, they've put together really good innings for us, and they have been early. Mm-hmm. Even like Wascom and Willoughby, you know, ever since they got thrown into the fire, I feel like they shoved every single time at the Pete. But I feel like that has a lot to do with the culture. You know, I feel like they feel welcomed all the time. They know that all eight guys behind them have their back and everyone in the dugout has their back. And I feel like that plays a big part in it. You know, nobody wants you to fail. And so I feel like that gives them confidence. It definitely gave me confidence when I was a freshman playing for the first time. I felt like everybody had my back and was rooting for me.
I think what's crazy now is, you know, you go back to the fall, and I would say probably the average size of a fall game is like a normal high school baseball game attendance, which I would think helps the freshmen. And then that way, when you're thrown into the 5,000 fans on their feet for the big innings, maybe it's easier, if that makes sense. I mean, you probably could speak on that a little bit better with your time at Northwest Rankin, right?
Yeah, I mean, we bring a good crowd in the fall interschools. I mean, especially in the spring, it gets pretty packed in our scrimmages. I mean, yeah, that definitely helps. But I mean, Bull, tell me if I'm wrong, but I really feel like it just comes from, like, the preparation and all the talks we have with each other and, like, how good Oz is and Creel and Rhodes and all them are just preparing us for moments and just keeping us confident in ourselves and who we are.
Yeah, I would say, like, you're going to fail, and you just got to embrace that and just learn from it. Like, early, my first at-bat, my first ever start, I went, like, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, like, and that was my redshirt freshman year. And obviously I've grown from that. I've learned from that. And I think the freshmen have done a phenomenal job with learning from their failures this year and embracing them. Like, Graydon's had a couple of rough starts. He's learned from it. He's done a lot better recently. Dre, Barrett, obviously he's struggled some games, and he's had phenomenal games. And that's part of being a freshman. And he's done a great job embracing all the challenges that he faces. So, yeah, I mean, like, these freshmen have done a great job. Obviously, we have a bright future with them leading the way. So,
both you guys are awesome, man. We appreciate you joining us today. We look forward to this week.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right. More from MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, really appreciate Coach Oz joining us today, as well as these great members of the Southern Miss baseball team. We are at MCS Home Center in Bellevue, Mississippi on Highway 98 West, and we encourage you, as you need things for your home, for your lawn, for your garden, to come out here. You're going to, once you walk in the store, you'll be hooked. And you'll be doing business with local people, great selection, great prices, and most importantly, I think, a locally owned business. And we appreciate MCS Home Center having us out here. All right, so Lauren and Stone Lott are joining us right now. Lauren put all this together. She's got the sway with the baseball team. She got all the baseball team out here. And thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have to bribe them, pay them? What'd you have? I heard there may be a dinner in the works for them.
Yeah, I think Dustin may have robbed them or had something to do with getting them all here.
Yes, and they like to eat, don't they?
Yeah, steak.
Steak. All right, now, Stone, I've been hanging around with you all weekend out in Montgomery, all week, and you've been looking forward to this, I think. Are you maybe a little nervous? You don't look like it to me.
No, sir, I don't.
You don't look. You're not nervous?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you on the show.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it.
You're a big part of Southern Miss Athletics. You travel with the football team, and you're a big member of the football team, and I know you love these baseball guys. Why do you like Southern Miss so much, though?
Well, obviously, you know, Southern Miss means a lot to me, you know, ever since I was a kid. And so I love every sport that that brings so much joy to me, so –
And the Golden Eagles bring you a lot of joy, don't they, young man?
Oh, yeah. They obviously do, you know.
I can see that every time I watch you on the sidelines. You may have been the most intense guy on the football team. They should have put you in, I thought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, football means a lot to me ever since I played football in my career. And, you know, I played football since sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lauren, you didn't play football since the sixth grade, but you have an awful lot to do with the store out here. Your family must be really proud of this facility.
Yes, sir. We're super excited to be in the Hattiesburg community now with the Home Center.
And what all are you doing with the store? Because it's you seem to be the person that set up the grand opening, and I know you had a lot to do with this.
Yeah, I do a lot of events and different stuff like that, but my whole family kind of plays a part. My mom, she does the home decor section and hosts bridal showers and honeydew showers for couples. And then my brother Tucker, he's getting an accounting degree, so he has a part in our office as well as Stone. He makes paint deliveries to schools and churches and hospitals.
Okay. I want you to give our listeners the elevator pitch for MCS Home Center.
Okay. Here we offer a variety of different things, from tools, lawn and garden, everything that, you know, you always talk about. We also have our interior showroom with all floor coverings and countertops and paint colors, and we have interior designers that you can design your home with, as well as a window and door showroom and a lumber yard. So there's not much you can't get.
This was a massive job setting this up. What, tell us quickly, how long did that take you guys, and how involved was that?
Dad, he likes to push, so it came together pretty quickly. But, yeah, it took a lot of different hands playing a lot of different roles.
Yeah, so Dad is all accelerator and no brakes. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, all the time. Yep.
Hours of operation, what you'd like for people to know in the public about your building here?
We're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., a half a mile from the 589 crossroads on the right. So
And this was a big building too. What was in here prior to this?
We're in the old Max West location, but we added on.
This was a restaurant at one time, but you had to have expanded the size of this, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Stone, we've got a regional baseball tournament coming up. Alabama, Miami, Columbia, Southern Miss just stomps all of them. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir.
What are you looking most forward to this weekend?
Well, obviously, probably, you know, because our first one's, you know, against Columbia University. And, I mean, every team don't matter to me, obviously. It just, you know, it just depends on if we play good enough, you know.
Yeah. Andrew, do we know anything about Columbia?
I mean, they're in up north, and the Ivy League seems to be sneaky good in baseball from time to time.
Yeah, You don't really.
No.
You know, really that concerned about them, are you?
No. I don't keep up with.
No, we're not too concerned about Columbia upsetting the Golden Eagles.
But you know what? Anything can happen in the postseason. And per them, you got to take it game by game, right?
Lauren, I'm not going to say anything on the air about your private life, but update us on Dustin Dickerson. Where's he at? What's he doing?
He's in AA in Northwest Arkansas for the Royals. I went this past weekend, and he got two hits in one game. So,
And he's played some AAA ball this year, has he not?
Yes, they brought him up to AAA for a few weeks, and he actually did really well. So I know he's excited about that.
How is he going to be watching these games? I'm sure if he can find a way to escape, he might. But how do you envision him watching it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He actually watched the game yesterday when Chandler was warming up, and he was pretty excited.
Hey, Lauren, thank you for all you've done to set this up today. Want everybody to do business with MCS Home Center Stone. I'm glad you got on the Eagle Hour, man. We're going to get you back.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Will you be available in the future?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I'll be 100% on that.
All right. We appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate everybody tuning in every day. Remember, we'll be back on the air tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Lots of coverage all week about the upcoming regional. Thanks for listening. Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.